24 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis. It's the 10th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad this beautiful Thursday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 10th of Shawwal 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 90 and 91. We know that the people of the Bani Israel, the Israelites, when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, went to receive the Torah, he chose 70 people and selected them. Thereafter, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam was appointed by Nabi Musa alayhi salam to be the deputy, and behind him Samiri, he formed and shaped the golden calf. And it made a noise and a sound, and the people started worshipping it. So Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam is now addressing them. After Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam comes back and returns, remember that Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran amongst the prophets and messengers 136 times. And the meaning of Musa, what Jews say Moshi or Moses in English, that means al-walad afit tabut, that the baby that is in the box and floating on the water. And Harun, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, his honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. And the meaning of Harun means a person who's very eloquent and very, very fluent in his speech. So here Nabi Harun alayhi salam is addressing them. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ لَهُمَ هَارُونُ. And indeed, walillahi, qad, surely, definitely, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam addressed them, min qablu, even before the return of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Ya qawmi, O my people, innama futintum bi, that is, you are being put to trial and test with all this worshipping the golden calf, and this is totally unacceptable and haram. Polytheism, worshipping idols, has no place in any religion as far as Islam goes. So you must remember that it is something that how can one creation worship another creation? But people today, remember, love to worship the other creation. So that is their choice, but in Islam, it can never ever be condoned. Wa inna rabbakumur rahman, and your sustainer, nourisher, is the one who is very, very gracious. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Wa atwi'u amri, and be obedient to my command. Now here when we compare and juxtapose, remember the Quran Sharif and the Bible, this is one of the places where the Bible you can make out that it has additions, omissions, interpolations. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, nakala kufr, kufr nabashat, that what I'm going to say now is 100% blasphemous and something that is unacceptable and must be rejected with the contempt it deserves. If you open the Bible and where this incident and episode is mentioned, you will find is written Aaron, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, aliyaz billah, he also worshipped the golden calf. Remember, Allah forbid, every messenger from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, from Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, to Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, to the last prophet and messenger, they came to remove and abolish the idol worship, the kufr, the blasphemy, the shirk, and remember polytheism, worshipping in this god and that god and so forth. So how can it be ever that a prophet of Allah who are ma'soom, protected from all sins by divine protection, worships a calf and so forth. So we reject that totally. Now look at the arrogance and ignorance of these people. Qalu, they responded to Prophet Harun, to Aaron, peace be upon him, and they said, Lan nabraha alay, we will continue worshipping akifin, making itikaf. We will continue sitting around it, this golden calf, and we'll worship it. Hatta yarji'a ilayna Musa, till Nabi Musa alayhi salam returns to us. They witnessed with their own eyes the power of Almighty Allah, how he decimated, annihilated, and the Pharaoh and his cronies, comrades, all drowned. And now they forget Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, and they go worship the golden calf. And I told you, remember, Quran states, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ, that there are two groups of people, they love the cow. Allah has given them the love of the cow. One are the Yahud, the Jews, and one are the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. So, in another place, Quran says, they are our worst enemies. Surah 5, chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in the future, your worst enemies are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever say every Jew or every Hindu. You just look at it in the context of the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel, and look at it in the context of India after the BJP has come into power, and everything will be 100% correct. You must understand that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today is the 10th of Shawwal. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam Sirah Mubarakah, when we study the honorable history of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nikah to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was in the month of Shawwal, and this is mentioned in Mishkat, is mentioned in Tirmidhi, mentioned in Ibn Majah, and likewise to Sayyida Umme Salama radiallahu anha as mentioned in Ibn Majah. And on the 10th of Shawwal, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nikah took place with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, as mentioned, remember, in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif by Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah. So it's very good if somebody can get married today, get your children married today, so that will be excellent. The world is shocked by, remember, the terrorist apartheid rogue regime of Israel. For us, it's nothing surprising. You must remember their mentality is like that. From the day, remember, the Jewish state came into being, already they were terrorists. And prior to that, they were terrorists. Just go and Google the Stern Gang, S-T-E-R-N, the Haganah Gang, and go and see what massacres they carried out. Go before that and see, they are the ones who murdered and martyred the prophets and messengers. Who murdered Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam? Who murdered Nabi Yahya alayhi salam? Zacharias, John the Baptist were murdered by the Jews. Who attempted to assassinate and kill Jesus, peace be upon him? The Jews, nobody else. Who tried to assassinate and kill Allah forbid, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Jews. So remember from that time already, therefore Almighty Allah curses them. The Quran is replete with that. And Almighty Allah said, everlasting disgrace for them and everlasting punishment for them. Chapter 7, verse 167. Yesterday the Israeli terrorist sniper, Zionist sniper, and for our sister Shireen, who is, by the way, remember, an American citizen, and remember, she knew the whole Palestinian history. She's covered the story for over 20 years with Al Jazeera and others. And yesterday, she was shot in the head. And the Israelis, what fairy tale stories? No, it was crossfire. It's not we. You are a disgraced nation. You are a cursed nation. You are hated. And on your 74th birthday, also, you are cursed by Almighty Allah. The sooner and the quicker the world realizes that Israel has to be wiped off the earth if you want peace. This current Israel. You see, your prime minister says, remember that. What does he say? I killed many Arabs. There's no problem in that. So what you do, Russia invades Ukraine, in 1 week everything starts. 74 years, you must remember this. Israel is a cancer, you must remember that. It's, go see what the people have written, not we. The people who are Jews, Norman Finkelstein, Chomsky, and Ilan Pape, and Amira Hess, and Gideon Levy, all their statements are public. We must remember that. It is something that is harmful, a cancer, you must remember, to humanity. Therefore, I tell you every day, one settler, one bullet will settle everything. And it's a shame and disgrace when those Arab puppets, the murtads and traitors, apostates, are licking the boots still of the Israelis and Americans. And tomorrow Biden will meet, you must remember, King Abdullah. So Abdullah, if he's got Iman, which I really doubt, then he must say to him, your Israelis are apartheid regime, and how South African apartheid was dealt with, that is what you have to do with Israel. You must remember FIFA, you kicked out Russia. So why you don't kick out Israel? Everywhere there's double standards, everywhere there's hypocrisy. And remember, if this cancer is not stopped, then you will find turmoil in so many countries. So I visited it. We know Israel. We know their mentality, what the Quran says, what the Hadith says. So all that is there for us to believe. So you Muslim, read 2 rakat salah daily. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Even our Haram, they control. The Imams there, the puppets, they can't say one word openly against the Jews. And Masjidul Aqsa is also controlled by them. So imagine our holiest places under these people, the terrorists, the worst people on earth according to Quran, remember that. And this is the people who our Muslims and Arabs want to be friends with. So therefore, make the sincere tawbah and beg Almighty Allah for victory for the Palestinians.
Ameen.
And inshallah, Almighty Allah, remove this cancer from our society. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Somebody says, Ustaz, can I give my adopted brother zakat? I am 28 years old. He is 16. Both my parents are zakatable, Ustaz.
Remember that you can't give your parents or your children and so forth zakat. And now your adopted brother, So adopted brother got nothing to do in this sense. For adopted brother, you must remember that our people make the mistake, they give them. I have an adopted brother, for example. So we give him our surname, Hussein, or my father's name, Ismail. All that is haram in Islam. You must give him, the adopted brother, adopted sister, the name of their biological parents. Or if you don't know the biological father's name, so when I say parent, I mean the father. So you must give them the biological father's name. So that is what Quran Sharif is teaching us. Chapter 33, verse number 5. Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. So there you will find that you must call them by the biological father's name. If you don't know the biological father's name, for ikhwanukum fiddeen, they are your brothers in religion. So for example, Abu Bakr, Islam, Umar, Islam, Usman, Islam, or Ali, Islam, words like that. So remember Zainab, Islam, Fatima, Islam, like that. So that is what you must do. Now, can you give your adopted brother zakat? We have to see the situation. If he got car, he got cell phone, he got TV, he got all subscription, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, he's got, you must remember, all these type of things, you can't give him zakat.
Somebody says, Ustad, my mother's sister passed away on Friday and her two daughters are out of the deen of Islam. But now the one daughter and her son, daughter-in-law, her little daughter and granddaughter, they want to take the shahada and get back to Islam. I'm waiting for my cousin's husband to accept as well. We'll contact Mufti Sahab during the day, inshallah, Ustad.
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. Your mother passed away. So remember, Allah Ta'ala grant her Jannat al-Firdaus. Whoever passed away with Iman, Islam, then remember, we make dua for them. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana fili wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. So remember, there's one issue. Now your mother's sister or your mother's nieces or nephews, they're out of the fold of Islam, none of them inherit. You must remember that. La yarithul muslimul kafir wal kafirul muslim. On that there's ijma and consensus in Islam according to all four schools. If a person is a non-Muslim, a person is a murtad, apostate, was Muslim and left Islam, Allah forbid, they will not inherit and they won't receive anything. Next one, if they want to embrace Islam, very good. You must remember, you contact us. I will be on air between 11 and 12 also. Today, with Mohana Zahid Khan, we'll be discussing, remember, the issues related for Hajj to Hajj and Umrah and so forth in Medina and all. It's a series we'll start today, inshallah. So if you want, then we can make you Muslim that time as well. And if you want to do it immediately, once you're ready, then you contact me 071-888-1184 and we will make you Muslim, inshallah, Aziz.
I see Sister Charlotte says that we've got Christmas, of course, once throughout the year. You guys got two Christmas. They say, is it the birthday or the death day of your Holy Prophet you celebrate? Sister Charlotte, Ustad.
Remember that, Sister Charlotte, you must ask your priest, your pastor, your pope, that you say... You say that Christmas is on the 25th of December. So where is that mentioned in the Bible? Where is that mentioned in any authentic book? This is another example how Christianity has taken the Christians for a big ride. Nowhere is it mentioned in scripture that, remember, Jesus was born and his milad, honorable milad and auspicious birth took place on 25th December. I don't know, Sister Charlotte, have you traveled to Palestine, now occupied Palestine by the rogue apartheid regime of Israel? So if you've been there, you will know December, January is midwinter. It's so cold. I was there. I know. I've been there 5 times. So remember that when we study the noble Quran, then we find that Jesus, peace be upon him, was a messenger, a prophet of Allah, not the son of God. We reject that with the contempt it deserves. And remember, it happened in summer. Quran Kareem states, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَى تُسَاقِطْ إِلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. What you should do, my sister Charlotte, is read the chapter on Mary, and that is chapter 19. Her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran, and you will find about the birth of Jesus, peace be upon him, in chapter 19, and you will find from verses 16 right up to 26-27, everything is mentioned in detail. You go to your Bible and see in Luke that what does it say? That the shepherds were there grazing with the animals and so forth. So will this happen in summer or winter? No priest, no pastor, no pope can prove conclusively Jesus was born on 25th December. So you must remember it's another lie, just like Easter. They took you for another ride there. They told you Jesus died on the cross and then was buried in the tomb and so forth. But when Mary Magdalene went there to the tomb on that Easter Sunday, the tomb was empty. So you must remember it's fiction, it's not a fact. You need to read all that properly. We have two celebrations, festivals, whatever you want to call, and remember that, just to make you understand, both are connected to act of worship. See, we were fasting for 30 days, sometimes it's 29 days, depending on the lunar month and lunar calendar. Thereafter, you must remember that we go out and have Eid al-Fitr to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan, the fasting month is finished, and we go to say a gratitude and thankfulness to Almighty Allah. We don't have wine, dine and swine like the Christians have or other people have. Then on the 10th of Zulhijjah, it is the time when the pilgrimage takes place. So when the greatest dimension aspect of Hajj and pilgrimage is finished, that is Wukuf Arafat, that on the day of the 9th of Zulhijjah, that the people have completed that, action, then the next day, the 10th, is, remember, the day of our celebration, thanksgiving, and slaughtering, sacrificing the animals. So that is got nothing to do with the birth of any messenger or prophet, or the demise of any prophet and messenger, sister. But for you, you need to do homework regarding your Christmas and your Easter. They have taken the Christians for a big, big ride. You must remember that.
Let's go to Australia, Ustad. There's a brother by the name of Patrick. He says, good morning, sir. In South Africa, do you have Disneyland or something similar? We want to come and visit you and also some great place in your country. Patrick, who start?
My brother Patrick, you welcome anytime. The last time we had visitors from Melbourne, Australia, they were hearing our program and they became Muslim. So we say Ahlan wa Sahlan. So you must remember that you can come to South Africa. South Africa is a beautiful country. So you should visit Cape Town. You should visit Durban. Spend few days in Johannesburg. We don't have Disneyland. We have crime land here. So you must remember this. That the people, they just shoot here. You must remember. So you must be aware of that. And you must be aware that the crime situation, certain places is very bad. But you as a tourist, you don't stay far away from there. And you will be safe, inshallah. So if you are interested to come, then you come here. No problem. We will tell you which places to visit and so forth. It's a great, great history. Remember, I've traveled many, many countries in the world with the help and mercy of Allah. As far as living goes, all we have our problems. Petrol prices going up to over 23 rand and diesel over 24-25 rand, and we have crime like you can't believe, corruption out of the window. But still, remember, if you give me an option to stay here in South Africa or any Muslim country or Arab country, I'll still stay in South Africa. So that is how we like our country. We're not speaking of reward. afford and all that, but I know what it is to live there and so forth. So it's a good place to visit, my brother. So you visit Cape Town, visit Durban, visit the Kruger Park. There are a lot of beautiful places to visit. And I was there in Australia. I remember I was in Brisbane and Sydney and so forth. So once you are ready, you come and maybe we make you Muslim, my brother. What do you say, Patrick?
Patrick says he's from Melbourne, Ustad. You could
Yeah, if you're from Melbourne, then the Honorable Judge is there. So you must remember. You remember the maiden name? So remember the brother's name. We called him Abdullah. And the sister, remember Amatullah. Mm. So you, my brother Patrick, just go there to the court there in Melbourne and the High Court, the Supreme Court, and find out who's the lady who embraced Islam and so forth in South Africa. So they will give you all the insight and all the details. So it won't be so difficult to for you to find out and ascertain that. We only remember the Muslim name. So Abdullah and Amatullah.
I see the listener says, Ustad, the world reacts to the killing of Al Jazeera's Shirin Abu Akleh. To the leaders in Israel, you are heartless and murderers. The world is silent. Now I see, AK, why you hate the Jews. Stephanie Mayer, Ustad.
We don't hate every Jew, Sister Stephanie. I always try and tell my Muslim brothers, sisters, children, we belong to a deen. A deen means Malik Yawm al-Deen. And that is, remember, a deen, a religion. A complete, comprehensive religion based on justice. When our Arab brothers, Muslim brothers, sisters do wrong, we call them out, remember. So in any part of the world. And when the kuffar, the Jew, does good thing, see, I took how many names now, Stephanie? So I took the name of Finkelstein, I took the name of Chomsky, I took the name of Elaine Papi, I took the name, you must remember, of the Gideon Levy, Amira Hess. They're all Jews. But there are people who know what is right and wrong. You can believe to believe in your religion. We got no problem with that. La ikraha fi deen, chapter 2, verse 255 is AK, Ayatul Kursi, the most majestic verse. And the next verse is 256, La ikraha fi deen. You want to remain a Jew, a Christian, a Buddhist, a Hindu. We have no problem with that. But when you start killing and murdering and treating our people because of their religion as second class, third class, fourth class, and then the best part, you call them terrorists. They are the victims, but you call them terrorists. That is what's happening in Israel, occupied Palestine. That is what's happening in India. You must remember that. And this term has now been coined, and terrorism and Islam have become synonymous and so forth. But the biggest super terrorists are Israel. The super terrorists are America. The super terrorists nowadays are the BJP party in India. So that is the fact. And nobody can deny that unless you have blinkers. So it's not you hate people or a religion, but we hate the action of those people, and yet they try and justify it. That is, you must remember, the crime and the double standards, the white hegemony. When, the Afrikaner, the Boer were doing that against the blacks and Africans and Indians, then apartheid and so forth. But remember, when the Jew boy is doing it, the Jutla is doing it, the Zionist is doing it, then suddenly it's justified. Now, how do you reconcile that? And they are called apartheid by their own human rights and by the Amnesty International. So therefore, I got no bones about this. Remember, and you can quote me anywhere in the world, Israel is a rogue, is an apartheid, is a terrorist regime. And one settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Was that Sister Natalie wants to know, is by any chance, where maybe you could tell me the contact details of Yvonne Ridley, and where is she? Perhaps you have a contact details. Natalie, we start.
The last I heard of Sister Yvonne, she's there somewhere in the UK. Currently, I don't have any contact details of her. But I'm sure if you just go online and you just, type there, Yvonne Ridley and In the Hands of the Taliban is her great book. So when she was, and she told me this personally when she visited South Africa, she said that the Taliban Ramadan gave me the Quran Sharif, the translation in English, and said, Sister Yvonne, read this book, and without a prejudiced mind and heart, and then we were releasing you unconditionally. And when she went out, the world's Western media were waiting. Oh, Yvonne, what torture did they? Did they rape you? Did they pull out your nails? Yeah, did they abuse you? Did they assault you? She looked at them and said, but these people treated me as a guest. And now it's my time to speak the truth. And when she told the world that the true story, the world, the Western press, always they have a slanted story and pack of lies and propaganda. They said Yvonne suffers from the Stockholm syndrome, meaning you fall in love with the people who kidnapped you and so forth. Just see how they lie and so forth and so on. And said slowly, slowly, all of that's why I was then prompted to write the book and motivated, inspired to book to write the book in the hands of the Taliban. So you, my sister, just type there in your Google, in the hands of the Taliban, Yvonne Ridley, you will find some email or something, I'm sure about that.
Who said any latest in India? This is brother from Swaziland, Ustad, what's happening in India?
So you must remember, in India, our Maulanas and so forth were celebrating Eid ul-Fitr in big, big restaurants. That's the latest that came. Can you believe this type of things here? That people are suffering. People are being evicted from their home. And the Maulvis there in India, they go have a big party in a restaurant. Mm. Now, how can I reconcile these type of things? You must remember this. To me, it's a crime. You must remember these type of things. Therefore, we say, that is what Sufyan Thawri said. Remember what Sufyan Thawri said, and I have the book. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmoud wrote it. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmoud, we met him also. Great giant scholar of Egypt, had a big beard, used to have tasbih in his hand, the rosary. So nevertheless, that in that book he writes, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmoud, that he, Sufyan Thawri, used to address the scholars and say, Ya milh al umma, idha fasad al milhu, fasad al tu'am. That remember, you are the salt of the ummah. If the salt gets rotten, then the food will get rotten. If we get rotten, then what do we expect from the public and so forth? So therefore, always you must remember that look for the people in all countries, Muslim countries, Arab countries, wherever, India, wherever, that the ulama who are very close, you must remember, to the government, see in Saudi, see in other countries, see in India, then they are already captured. You know, South Africa, the word captured is used a lot. You will find capture and Gupta going together. So once you find that, then they captured. Remember, they can't speak the truth. They compromised themselves already. So that is what has happened in India. Allah alone have mercy. It's 700 years plus rule of Muslims. The sacrifices the Muslims made. But today, Taj Mahal. Every person knows Taj Mahal, but today it has been removed. You must remember from the official list that it is no more promoted by them, by the BJP or them. Why? Because the Muslims were responsible and so forth and so on. You can just see the hatred they have for Muslims and Islam and so forth. They want to change the entire, you must remember, a landscape of India, and so that Muslims did nothing basically. Allah forbid. So that's exactly what the Jews have done. How many of our places, our mosques, they have demolished? How many of our graveyards they have vandalized and desecrated? So same thing you will find in other countries as well. So Allah alone have mercy on us. Inshallah, between 11 and 12, that we will have our fiqh program, and that is, you must remember, we discuss Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, but it's a series, inshallah. Mona Zaid Khan and myself, and between 1 and 2 will be, inshallah, Aziz the Tafsir. And anybody wants to get married today, inshallah, before Maghrib. And then, inshallah, tonight you can have your walima, Laylatul Jumu'ah, and that will be good for you. But do a proper job, not secret nikah business. Proper, the lady is happy, her parents are happy, and so forth. And inshallah, tonight we read Surah Kahf, Durood Sharif, Surah Dukhan, Surah Yasin, all that, inshallah, and make dua for the ummah. Barakallahu fiqh.
I see you got a new listener, Veronica. She says, sir, I listen to your show every morning. You really blast these Israelis, everybody, with your direct speech. We start, Veronica.
So at least you're agreeing with me, it seems, my sister Veronica. I mean, let us be honest, Veronica. You're not a Muslim, right? But any person, you seeing your CNN, you're watching your BBC, you're watching your Jazeera, you're watching the world media and so forth. So you must go, my sister, Haaretz. Just go to the Haaretz newspaper. That is their newspaper, Haaretz. And just go see what's written there. Then you will understand what war crimes are committed by this apartheid terrorist regime. Allah protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.